All right, Dominique, we're here. A very busy morning this morning. From one to the other, they say. But that's the nature of the beast. I'm saying good morning, good morning, good morning to you and Dominique and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Thanks for, I'm thanking you for your patience this morning. We want to say a special thank you to all the sponsors out there who continue to support the hot seats and all the programs here on Q95, the big station. Those celebrating their birthdays today, happy birthday. Yes, I missed that part, okay? My good friend Mon Prosper. Good morning to you. Happy birthday. Now we're going to make a first stop here this morning as we continue moving on. Of course, Priscilla, as you must have heard, will be in Dominica sometime, you know, from tomorrow, arriving here today, but he will be available from tomorrow. Let's listen to this, and of course, we'll talk to the Queen there in St. Lucia, who will, of course, update us to what is going on.
He is back. You've asked for him. He has heard your cries. St. Lucian Herbalist, well-known around the world, Chris Kailash, is back in Dominica, this time for one day and a few hours. Taking care of your health is your responsibility. Natural herbs, no complications. The most effective herbal remedies on display. Book your consultation for your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Find out how your emotions can affect your health. The time is short. Call or WhatsApp 1-758-722-3660. This week, Thursday and Friday. Thursday 8 to 5, Friday 8 to 1. At the Prevost Cinema, your health is your responsibility.
And that's what is happening, of course, tomorrow on Friday. On the line with me is the other half, the Queen herself. Good morning to you from St. Lucia. How are you doing?
Blessed love, Matt.
Blessed love to you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay for now.
That's great to hear. I pray that the people of Dominica are well. I know everyone is preparing for the much-anticipated election. So, you know, just be safe and, interact, stress your points without getting violent in any way, but with a spirit of understanding and mutual respect. Yes, I am calling to remind the people that the Honorable Chris, he is in Dominica. He's there as of today, but he will only be seen tomorrow. You know, he's just taking a moment as he's just arriving to just catch his breath, you know, breathe in some of the beautiful Dominican air, meet up with some loved ones there, and then from tomorrow he will be having his consultation. And as we did say, only for one day and a few hours. So please take advantage of the opportunity, and we apologize for it having taken us so long to return, you know, but at the same time, we would like to commend the Dominicans who have come over to our center, the Mount Kailash Rejuvenation Center, and have taken advantage of what our facility has offered in terms of the health benefits and everything. So yes, please remember, call 1-758-722-3660. Or WhatsApp to book your appointment. As it's been highlighted, it's for a limited time because we are just in the process of preparing to receive a group of individuals from the U.S., Canada, through the Caribbean, as we'll be hosting a retreat which begins in the middle of June for about 7 days. So the Honorable Chris, he has to be over here. He cannot spend too much time out. Because as well as that preparation, there's also his regular clients here. So we give thanks, Dominica, for having us. And again, we apologize for taking so long, and we will be coming again. But please be sure to take advantage of this opportunity tomorrow and Friday morning. All right, Matt?
Thanks all right.
For having us. Love to you and the whole Q95.
Love to you. Looking forward to seeing you sometime in St. Lucia.
Yes, that will be great. You know, you're always welcome, Matt.
I know. All right. Say hi to the children this morning, huh?
I will bless them up.
Take care. Bless up. 8:36, Dominique again. Priscilla Asher will be available tomorrow, from tomorrow and Friday. So make your appointment today.
You've asked for him. He has heard your cries. St. Lucian Herbalist, well known around the world, Priscilla Asher is back in Dominica, this time for one day and a few hours. Taking care of your health is your responsibility. Natural herbs, no complications. The most effective herbal remedies on display. Book your consultation for your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Find out how your emotions can affect your health. The time is short. Call or WhatsApp 1-758-722-3660. This week, Thursday and Friday. Thursday 8 to 5, Friday 8 to 1. At the Prevost Cinema, your health is your responsibility.
All right, Dominica, we're ready to talk. This morning, I'm going to offer you an open line. Of course, you must have heard the discussion last night on electoral reform. On the eve of this historic day in Dominica, May 29, 1979. Take your mind back. So it's an open line this morning. So we had the Dominica Freedom Party and the Opposition United Workers Party representatives. No show of the Dominica Labour Party. I remember the last discussion there at the Goodwill Parish Hall, that the AG said that he would accept any invitation to discuss. The electoral reform process. I was wondering last night what really happened. Maybe, of course, we will hear the excuse sometime during the day, in the next 24 hours, the next 72 hours. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Hi. Yes?
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all of you, money, to Mr. Pelletier, blessings, and our family, sir.
Blessings to you, blessings. Of course, I missed you last night.
Boy, you know, when you have your health challenges, you have to...
You're a very busy guy. Very busy guy.
I was at Jungle Bay almost, you know, for so many hours yesterday, and then, you know, move around, to do what I had to do, and then to be back home. My son live in school, you know. I had to be there for when he arrived. I think I told that to you.
Yes, you said that to me yesterday. Yeah, busy guy.
Mm-hmm. Matt, it's very interesting. A few things, Matt. And I am trying to limit my contribution to the discourse, because what I noticed, Matt, for real, a lot of people, new callers are calling. People who have never thought they would have seen that level of brutality or that onslaught, that violent attack on the citizens of Dominica. And I am glad when I hear the new voices, Matt. And let me give Mr. Corbett, by the name Julius Corbett, Matt.
You mean the deputy?
No, Julius Corbett.
Oh, you mean the 8 bank manager? Okay,
the
8
bank manager.
Mm-hmm.
Even while
former,
I
former, sorry.
The, yeah, the brother signed a check of $1,000 to my assistants, Matt.
Mm.
So I want to give thanks to him as well. Eternal gratitude. Matt, a few things. I listened to Skerritt said that. He said that we, Dominica, cannot afford any more loans. Matt, is he just saying that to make the opposition look bad? That means the only option the opposition have is loan. And he is that, like the golden child that could only get grant money. And if his passports will have to sell, we have already muddied the waters. Is he the only one that can sell passports, Matt? If Dominica is doing so well, why the wage bill is frozen in the North Pole? There is no defrosting. There is no flexibility to say, no, we need to do something about the wage bill. Matt, the other thing I listened to the brother said, China is not asking for half of Dominica. Out of the blues, you know, Matt. When the man talk about countries that are saying China have ulterior motive in the Caribbean, we should defend China. And he asking Dominicans to defend China. No, China warning Taiwan this morning, America, to get their hands off Taiwan, Matt. At the back of now, the Bacchanal, the global Bacchanal, the World War III. Stop the Bacchanal. But when I listen to all the madness, and it is frightening to see some people, and well, they're preaching to the choir listening last night, and all the propaganda, all the lies. Look, you told me about the cotton paste of Mr. Lennox Linton voice, Matt. That is just the beginning of things. That is just the beginning of things. Matt, I want to ask you one question. Matt, or the listening public, everybody that is smarter than me and more intelligent, more educated, good with figures, I'm going to call on Mr. Blanchard. Matt, for the past 20 years, can somebody give me the overall, or give the public the overall participants in election, the people who have voted both for UWP and Labour? Let's say 15,000 for UWP or 17,000 and 40,000 for Labour Party. When you add it up, Matt, that can never come up to 70-something thousand. Are you there with me, my brethren?
I'm here.
If you get my argument, Matt, throughout the years, we have never had 60 or 65,000 people voting, Matt. And if you follow my argument, if we not wanting to disenfranchise people, what about people who have never registered? There's a lot of Rastaman I know through the years. They say, man, me are nothing to do with election. All them politicians, them are corrupt, and you know, man have their own ideology and all of that. So, and what about the underage children? So when they come in and play the dirty little games, wanting to have a bloated list, Matt, so they can manipulate, they can skillfully determine the outcome of the election, Matt. They want this list to be bloated. So when I see last night a second disrespect, it was the first one at the DPSU, and I heard the AG, he would accept any invitation.
You heard him, yes.
I heard him at the Goodwill Parish Hall, Matt.
Well, I'm very surprised he was not there last night.
No, but he's not in control of his actions. When I listen to Sellers, say, oh, they did not listen to what Tony Astafan said. Like, Tony Astafan have a monopoly on the interpretation of legal terminologies. When one lawyer interpret a thing one way, Matt, the same thing in the Constitution, whatever is drafted there, and another lawyer interpreting it another way. Can you remember Mr. Linton's situation when he lost in Dominica? He go in the CCJ, he won, and when he go to the Privy Council, he lost, Matt. So it's all about interpretation of law. And Tony does not have a monopoly on interpreting what is needed to facilitate or to put us at a disadvantage in our elections. So Tony family, the rich, all of them, the millionaire, look, he giving Genevieve Astafan to sell him a passport.
But somebody reminded me, Blessings, there quickly, that, the discussion last night was among parties, like party leaders and party officials, but the AG is not a member of the Labour Party. I was just told that. I just thought I should say that to you.
Huh? Very interesting. Who he represented on the day last week when they brought all the guns them had? Who he represented?
I asked the same question.
You know, so people are very selective in their logic, Matt. Very selective in their application of justifications, Matt, if I may say. So really and truly, it's all a game. So I am saying, Matt, we know an injunction has been put on the Astafans and them, so the Inland Revenue Division can audit their books, Matt. So Tony is fighting tooth and nail to maintain that. And, Matt, if I have to spend this last bit of blood in that body to fight against evil wherever I stand and I see it. That will happen, Matt, because I cannot believe, well, I knew that is where we are. It is just intensifying, Matt. So when I can see, none of them showed up last night, and when people who are making sense of what I'm asking in conclusion, Matt, what the overall participants who voted in the last 20 years election, tell me, have we ever had 60,000 people voted? Have we ever had how much? 55,000 people voting. So if you do not want to disenfranchise people, all the names that are on the list, all of them is going to vote. All of them is going to vote. So all of the little technicalities and all your playing games on the minds of the people. And Matt, when I listen to Tony, continue to disrespect the people of Dominica. You have a new name now, all kind of nastiness to refer to. Even the priest, you know, what the priest name, my brethren?
Is Father Karam?
Yes, last night I hear in them well for days, they're attacking Father Karam. Attacking the man or what he did and all of them, attacking everybody that dare to say no.
It's about personalities, blessings. I mean, you're not surprised, are you?
No, not at all, because I'm saying, when I see my brethren, Dr. Francis Severo warned us years ago, having to do with the state of crime and violence and lawlessness in Dominica, and they attacked him, Charles Savre, Tony, everybody attacked him. So anybody, the only person people will stand at attention if they hear that person criticize and scare it is Tony Astafans, you know. Mad the power of perception. And when you see you have people who do not want to think critical thoughts for themselves, no, let him think for me, because I have perceived that he is a senior counsel and he have a surname, an Astafans. So why should I listen to Matt or Loftus or Lennox or anybody else? He's an Astafans and they're rich people. Bury all yourselves in all your perceptions rather than look for the truth and be sincere about the application of all your reality rather than all you living in fantasy where all you don't want warm food and all you're not driving bogies, all you're not scared of them that making the millions. Might have a blessed day, so I'm listening.
Have a blessed day, of course. 449, somebody's just reminded me there. Reminded me, of course, today, May 29th, 1979. Very, very historic day in Dominica. Let me just put it as somebody did there on a WhatsApp. It's the anniversary of the protests of the muzzling of free speech. Today, the orchestrator is sitting in the president's house trying to silence electoral reform. Somebody saying to me on a very, you know, very deep WhatsApp, I would say. So the head of the protest there, 1979, is today trying to silence the electoral reform. What is really going on there in Dominica? 848 Dominica. It's just amazing. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Good morning.
History has repeated itself in Dominica. Matt, I want to commend and to congratulate the organizers for that thing that they had at the Public Service Union pertaining to electoral reform. The United Workers Party was present, Honorable Lennox Linton and Honorable Ronald Charles was representing the United Workers Party. The Dominica Freedom Party was there. Ken Vittel, leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, and Johnson Boston was representing the Dominica Freedom Party. No one show up for the Dominica Labor Party because the Dominica Labor Party is not a party. And I presume if they were a party, they would have been present last night. So Mr. Skerritt has made it clear it is not a party because they have not had convention for about 6 to 7 years. 6 to 7 years, a ruling party has not had convention to change the for different position up for grabs, Matt. That is not the case. So it's not a political party. These are just rich men. They're called pocketitians. They are pocketitians, pocketing the resources and the treasury, Matt. That's what they are, pocketitians. But Matt, electoral reform has to do with you, it has to do with me, it has to do with the people of Dominica. And I can't understand why the ruling Labour Party do not want to give voter ID cards. I heard the campaign manager for the Labour Party, Vince Henderson, thank God that they are going out this time, saying that once your name is on the list, you can vote. So it means that if you are in the burial ground and your name is on the list, you are entitled to vote. But just look at that. Somebody called your program sometime and said that they have never voted in their life and has never been registered, but their name is on the list. In some instances, persons who have registered and persons who have voted, their names are not on the list. Don't you think that there is time for voter ID cards? Why are you not giving voter ID cards? Why? We have the money now. Mr. Scary told us money is not a problem. What is the hold up? Is it because dead people voting in election? Matt, you know the thing that the Social Security has for retirees. After every year, they send out that document to you, which you have to sign that document and send back to them to verify that you are alive so that your money can continue to come to you. Now, if it doesn't, then they put a pause on that money because they're not sure whether you are dead or whether you are alive. Isn't that the same? That should apply for the same for general election. You are going to choose a leader. You're going to choose a party. You're going to choose a government to govern the affairs of the country. And no voter ID cards. You have people overseas who send a little 20, a little 50, a little 80, a little $100 for you. Sometimes you have to have an ID to verify that is the person that is going to pick up the money. In some instances, they ask for two IDs. You have people with the same name and the same surname and no voter ID cards. I asked that question last night, Matt. You were present. And the question that they ask is, why the people on the electoral reform, on the commission, the people on the commission is not going to give us voter ID cards because they are involved in selling passports. They are benefiting themselves. And instead of looking for my interest, instead of looking for your interest, instead of looking for the interest of Dominicans, they are there selling passports. That is conflict of interest, Matt. These people, they have to pay, no. So that is why you see these people fighting hard to keep Roosevelt carried there, because they know it's not carried alone that's going down. You think they don't know when Labour Party lose, they themselves have to run? Plenty of them will kill themselves. Plenty of them will drink Ramadzone, Matt, because they know their palm of their hands are not clean. They know what they are doing is not right. They know that they are not honest. And that's why they cannot sleep at night. When I go to my bed, I pray. My both eyes closed. But with them, Matt, one eye is open and one eye is closed. That's how they're sleeping. So when you see them with all their wealth, don't get jealous of it. My parents always taught us to be independent, see and don't touch, and always work for what you want. Try for excellence. And I am a person that believes in working hard, because the Bible tells you, by the sweat of thy brow, you shall eat bread. Can't just sit down on one man. All you see him as carried into the country. All because all you attempted, all you cannot tell him what he's doing that is wrong. Do you think that is fair to a nation? Do you think that it is right to run Dominica like that? People are under tarpaulin, one set that are benefiting, all of us paying taxes, and when you need assistance, everybody have to go to one, go down on their knees. Mr. Skerritt see himself as a god. Well, Jehovah God is going to show you who is man and who is God. This man is saying, when you call on the God, it takes time to come, but when you come to me, you get it instantly. This man see himself as a God. Can you imagine that, Matt? It's just a moment of time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's listen to some of the voices, some of the professional persons from both parties who were there last evening. Let's listen to some of the voices as we move along this morning. Let's go.
We talk about campaign finance reforms, fixed dates for elections, term limits for the prime minister and maybe even other positions, freedom of information. Transparency reduces the ability of elected officials to hide official information that could be important for the public to exercise fair judgment in selecting the government that they want to manage their affairs. Independence of the Electoral Commission, better composition of the commission to arrive at fair efforts to properly administer the electoral system is necessary. The integrity in public office commission as well, better composition of the commission to better implement the mandate of the commission, the use of referendums needed to overcome some matters where it is best to have decisions of conscience rather than decisions that are politically machinated.
The next general election in Dominica is constitutionally due in May of 2020. there is enough time for the Independent Electoral Commission under the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica to do what needs to be done, to do what it started to do in 2018 and stopped. There's enough time for the verification, and there's enough time for issuing of ID cards. The ID card machine and equipment is sitting at the Electoral Commission now for over a year. So it's there. There's enough time. And please, while there's enough time, please don't ask me, the leader of a political party in opposition, what the next steps are going to be.
We are pleased to inform that this was...
Not this one. I'm going now to say, let's take this one. Let's take this one. Yes.
The party has not been fair in its treatment of the...
All right, we think a little confused there with the clips, but we'll play a little more as we move along in the morning. Dominica, 449-3095. We're taking a quick commercial break, and we'll come back after this.
He is back. You've asked for him. He has heard your cries. St. Lucian Herbalist, well known around the world, Chris Kailash, is back in Dominica, this time for one day and a few hours. Taking care of your health is your responsibility. Natural herbs, no complications. The most effective herbal remedies on display. Book your consultation for your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Find out how your emotions can affect your health. The time is short. Call or WhatsApp 1-758-722-3660. This week, Thursday and Friday. Thursday 8 to 5, Friday 8 to 1. At the Prevost Cinema, your health is your responsibility.
It's your number. Keep it. Even if you switch providers, mobile number portability is coming.
Want to call a lover? Flow 4G LTE. Make a call anywhere. Flow 4G LTE. No matter the weather. Flow 4G LTE. Call the diaspora. Flow 4G LTE. Faster speed, always connected. 4G LTE. Have so much speed, don't say it's small. Flow rolling like a ball. I've got a whole lot of minutes to make my calls. Want to call a lover?
Flow 4G LTE.
Make a call anywhere.
Flow 4G LTE.
No matter the weather.
Flow 4G LTE.
Call the diaspora.
Flow 4G LTE. Flow 4G LTE. Flow 4G LTE. Flow 4G LTE. Flow 4G LTE.
Experience the LTE.
It's Cavalier Rum.
Cavalier Rum.
Boom! Cavalier jumping up, your Cavalier waving up, you're everywhere jumping up, your Cavalier jumping up, your Cavalier waving up, your Cavalier jumping up, you're everywhere waving up. Boom! Whenever I'm drinking rum, it's only one type of rum. I'm drinking the Cavalier, cause it's from it from the town, in the sheet or in the fed. Drink it and you won't regret. I'm drinking the dark rum, the light rum. Everybody, from night till morning. Cavalier make me head bad, oh gosh me head bad. I write the dark rum calling, and I drinking cause me head bad. Cavalier we head bad, pour some in me glass.
On the spot, on the spot.
Cavalier
on the spot,
just passing fast.
On the spot, on the spot.
Pour some in on me glass.
On the spot, on the spot.
Hey, Cavalier I want it fast.
On the spot, on the spot.
Boom, Cavalier rum, bringing the vibes to the party since 1933. Boom,
party responsibly.
Locally distributed by Maxmart.
Center. Hardware and home improvement, building supplies for you. Kitchen appliances, even home decor too. Lumber, lawn, all your garden supplies. Plumbing, welding, electrical supplies.
Visit Do It Center at the former Jane Asset Hardware location on Goodwill Road. Call us at 255-6890.
Do it Center.
Come see what's new at Burton & Company Limited. New range of air conditioning units. Great price, greater value for money. Standard air condition units have single speed compressor. Inverter technology uses variable speed compressor. That equates approximately 30% more efficient, making air conditioning more affordable for you. Burton & Company Limited. Located corner Independence Street and Kennedy Avenue. Smart energy solutions at The Electric Shop.
Dominica, your super fast LTE network is here. Enjoy Digicel calling, 1 hour of free video streaming, unlimited WhatsApp messaging, plus up to 5 gigabytes of data on your LTE prepaid bundle. Activate it now on the My Digicel app. Come on, live the experience. Digicel.
La Dominicaine s'en parle pour Festival Papa Creole. Samedi 15 juin, Foucault Stade Windsor Park. C'est l'histoire. Pour la première fois en Dominique, Gordon Henderson qui a célébré 50 ans en musique avec Exile One. Chobi aussi qui a célébré 50 ans, qui a joué bonne musique avec Lewa Duke Danse, Midnight Groovers, Légende Ali Bot Kaila et champion de musique Bouillon Original WCK, $50 pour entrer, $75 pour 6 et messieurs, mesdames, $250 pour VVIP, messieurs, mesdames, et tickets sous vente à côté Bullseye Pharmacy, Val Ferry et Dibex. Partner pour Festival Papa Creole, c'est Pharmacie Bullseye, Val Ferry, Flo, La Bia Heineken, Going Places, Warm Eldorado et Soca, KRFM, QFM, DBS Radio, Vibes Radio, Dominique Lotus Commission, Quartz, The Zineman, Paper. Residence in the Sun DNO Small Axe Mobile, messieurs, mesdames, Festival Papa Creole. Plus passé des salanés musique, Dominique, à sous yon scène pour la première fois. Weekend fête, papa. Ça qui parle, bon pied pour Douva. Festival Papa Creole, Kay Show. Festival Papa Creole, Kay Malade.
All right, Dominique, I know you're waiting on the telephones, and of course, it's just as I say. Explained before, very busy morning this morning. Somebody was on the telephone but chose to go away. Couldn't wait too long. I apologize. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Matt, you hear me?
I'm hearing you very clearly.
Yeah. First of all, I want to congratulate the committee that organized these two consultations. I attended both of them. And they were well organized, especially the one last night. You know, the way people came and asked your questions and the contributions made by the head table, that was excellent. But another point I want to make is this. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, the elected member for the Roseau South constituency had a medical activity on the church ground in Newtown.
Mm-hmm.
And that again was well attended. My understanding is one person's life was saved as a result of that activity. There's some people in the area called the bishop and were objecting to this activity taking place. Now, I want to ask this because I'm a born Catholic. I have no intention of changing my religion. It's freedom of religion in Dominica. But I want to ask the bishop if he gave permission for the military arm of the police force to be on the church ground in Portersville, the St. Alfonso church ground, for policemen to be in the churchyard to prevent people from going in, because I was going in there to the consultation. And I turned back when I saw the military thing and they had the gate closed and whatnot. I want to ask the Bishop of Dominica, of Roseau, whether he gave permission for the military arm of the police to be on the church ground. I am a Catholic. Lots of Dominicans, the majority of Dominicans are Catholic. And why would the Bishop, if he did, give permission for a military force? Is it war we were going to have there? people were going to have discussion concerning the question of elections in Dominica. So that is the question I want to ask. And another question I want to ask. Are you a Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Now, I noticed that there are lots of Chinese in Dominica. And I want to know, because how the Catholic community, Cuban Catholic community in China, how do they practice their faith in China? From my understanding is they have to do it underground in China. We've seen hundreds and thousands of Chinese coming into Dominica. What effect is this going to have to our Catholic faith in the country? This is the question I want to ask. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, in recent days, we've heard about a list, electors list, making the rounds there on Facebook, making the rounds on Hotmail, Gmail. It's out there. People think it's not complete. But I heard an announcement this morning from the chief electoral officer saying that whatever is out there is not... So the electoral officer is not the one who leaked that document, and they wanted persons to take note of that, okay? So they were not responsible. I haven't heard them say that. That I would admit. I have not heard them say whatever was on the list was not genuine. But they have said that whatever is out there was not their responsibility. All right, let's listen again to the chief electoral officer.
We want to make it exceedingly clear that our systems have not been compromised, and any elector information released digitally in the public domain did not come from the voter management system used by the electoral office. As required by law, electors' lists are published and posted in all polling districts, and the public asked to scrutinize the list and bring any areas of concern to the attention of the electoral office. The digital reproduction of the list is something that the Electoral Commission and the Electoral Office have given consideration to from time to time. However, there is recognition that one key factor is the security of any list produced or any online publication of the list. But it is not something that has been dismissed outright. We continue to look at implementing this once we have the appropriate legal framework and the technologies in place.
So again, it was not their responsibility. Whatever is out there is not, the responsibility of the electoral office. Just wanted to make that clear, okay? 909, and I'm getting another comment there. What is my sister's name doing on that list? She never registered, and she has been living in the United States for many years. Why is she on that list? Again, just to inform you that the electoral office is now saying that whatever list is out there is not their responsibility. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Yes, good morning, Matt. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
I saw you there last night. It was
a good session, yes.
Yes, Matt, something I would like you to investigate for me, please, because someone was telling me about it. There's somebody that's supposed to be working at the Social Security. That person joined a handsome salary there, Matt.
Uh-huh.
And it is said that that person also is at the financial center, maybe even joined another big salary there, Matt. Because that person never had their desk in the Social Security office, but the person always is in the financial center, Matt. Matt, please do your investigation. Go ask questions, Matt. That person joined up to maybe around $10,000 a month from Social Security. That is what somebody was telling me, Matt.
You're saying that the person, whether male or female, is drawing on both ends?
Apparently so, Matt. Matt, another thing I would like to go out there. We're calling on the bishop, Matt, because he spoke about it during the first day of the year. But that electoral reform business, Matt, we're calling on the bishop to speak to Gerald Burton. Scary, that has nothing to do with it. Just tell Scary to give the electoral office people their money to do the work for us. We in Dominica, right about now, we want and we need our voters' ID card and cleaning up the voters list. Bishop, you outside there? You listening? And Mr. Karam, please speak to the bishop. That is all we need right about now. We will do the rest after. But right about now, we would like our ID card for voting and cleaning up the voters list before the election. We have enough time to do it, Bishop. Tell that to Mr. Burton. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day. Of course, we have a whole year. Why would Mr. Burton say we don't have enough time? Constitutionally, elections may be due at May next year sometime. For a totally technology point of view, my expertise, somebody is saying at this time, the electoral office has provided an explanation of how the list can be acquired to convert it into digital format. The physical copy can be purchased and easily converted to a digital form with the right technology, which is what I suppose was accomplished. This does not make the list fake. It can be the same list in different formats. We are in the age of modern technology. There is technology for everything. The explanation by the electoral office does not wholly invalidate the content of the list. They simply assert that they are not the ones who supply the digital form. Everything blessed. That's from a technological expert. Huh? So again, he's not saying that this is not the list. He's just saying there in that insert that it was not made available by them. But I would like you to, of course, Michael, Ian, to say to the public whether this list is legit or not, whether or not it came from, or whether it came from your office or not. Hello, talk to me. 9:13, yes?
Hello,
that's a question.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody.
To you, sir.
I was telling the community last night, and they need to make a referendum, an electoral reform. They should have a referendum. People come to sign, and should give it to the government. And the Queen of England, she's the head of state of the 52 Commonwealth Nations. I'm appealing to her to write to the Prime Minister of Dominica, and we need electoral reform in our country. The Queen of England, you're the head of state. Chaos, blood will flow in the hands of Dominica if we don't get electoral reform in this country. This guy have been imposing himself on us for the last 20 years, and do not want him anymore, the Queen of England. If you hear in me, the House of Commons, Theresa May, these people, please, write to Mr. Scarry, the Prime Minister of Dominica, and tell him to give the people of Dominica electoral reform before the next election. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt. Of course, and I meant to say it this morning, but it may have slipped me, that on behalf of the Opposition United Workers Party and the people of Dominica and the Lapping constituency, we would like to say our deepest condolences to the incoming, somebody says, PAL rep of La Plaine, Francisca Joseph, on the passing of her mom yesterday afternoon sometime. So our deepest apologies there to Francisca Joseph, who passed on, the mother who passed on sometime yesterday. We say our sympathies at this time. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Hello, good morning, sir. Good morning, Dominica.
Good morning to you.
I listened to the panel last night. It was a good program. But the only concern that I have is the time between now and election time. And if Skerritt and his guys just using that as political gimmick to let the people believe they want to make that change. But I don't believe Skerritt them too interested in that than playing footsie with Dominicans, because they know between now and the election time, they can buy time and it can run out. I think what we need to emphasize to Dominicans, we just have to go out and vote. We have to vote these people at any cost. Just how they're going on with that program, that's how they run Dominica. Things that are supposed to come first, it end up being last because it's not important to them. But one question I want to ask you, because you're very well educated. Do you know how many passports sell for the month? And how many people that in charge of that passport ring going in Dominica? Because I don't find too many Dominicans involved in Dominica selling passports. And one more thing that I want to say, St. Joseph, The people of St. Joseph have to look very closely, because we have some guys in St. Joseph, Martin Charles, and that guy that call you all the time from Lyon Mill. These guys will sell passports for Haitians like drinking water. And
well, I'll tell you what, I mean, you have no proof of that, so be very, very careful, huh? Making those kind of statements and calling their names if you are not, sure. Be very careful about calling names. You may have said allegedly or reportedly selling passports, but you can't state for fact if you don't have the evidence. Hello, talk to me. Good morning. Yes?
Morning, Sir Mark Pelletier. Uh-huh. How are you doing today?
Good day to you, yes.
You just said that the Electoral Commission said the list that's circling around do not belong to them. So where is the list? They need to publicize the list, the cleansing of the list. If we have 70,000 people in Dominica, Matt, our voting population should be about 40. So on that list should only have about 35 to 40 people. And if it don't, then it's fraudulent. Gerard Burton has to come better than he's coming. You know, he's the servant of the people. That's an independent body. The Electoral Commission is an independent body. The government has absolutely nothing to do with the Electoral Commission. And Matt, all we need is the funds to get our voter ID card and the cleansing of the list. That's all we need. All this rigmarole with all these conferences and all these debates and what have you. That's irrelevant now. What we need is the funds to get our voter ID card, the cleansing to sanitize the list, and to go on with our election. But when that constitution was designed, it wasn't designed for those vagabonds that's in office now. It was for people like you and I and Lennox and others, only true patriots. It wasn't for those unscrupulous leaders and vagabonds and criminals running this country. And let me send a message to Carbon. Carbon, please, control your officers. What I saw down at Pottersville a few Wednesdays ago wasn't looking good at all to the rest of the world. We do not have any battlefield. We do not have any war in Dominica. Tell the stooges to stay at their home when we have in our affairs. Leave us alone. We are not violent. We are peaceful people. And my God, one of these days, we will surprise them. Matt, have a great day. God bless you. God bless the patriots of Dominica. God bless Tim Dominica. And God bless Dominica. Thank you so much.
Thank you for so much. Of course, 919, everybody's trying to call in, but you know, the lines are so very busy. It's 919. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
But a couple of points, Mark. Number one, a caller called asking whether the bishop gave permission for the police to enter the premises of the parish hall, which is
Goodwill Parish Hall, owned by the church, yes.
Owned by the Roman Catholic Church, Matt, which, Matt, is by extension, is the property of the Vatican State, Matt. And, Matt, that is why you really need to pursue that, you know, Matt, because that act, Matt, it can be tantamount, Matt, to the police being taking over the Chinese embassy or the Venezuelan embassy or any other embassy in Dominica, without the invitation of the ambassadors, Matt. Because the Bishop, Matt, of Roseau is also the ambassador of Dominica to the Holy See, Matt, the Vatican State. So that question, Matt, is a very important question, Matt, because it indicates, Matt, that the government really has no regard for diplomatic relations, Matt. Because the relation that the Catholic Church has with Dominica, Matt, it is not just a religious relationship, you know, Matt.
Are you making, you know, I made a statement earlier, maybe you missed it. Did I say it? I heard the folks like Alvin Knight speaking out on that occasion where Joshua Francis held a health fair on the church grounds in Newtown. But no statement from any church official as to what happened there in on the Goodwill Parish Hall. Are we a little hypocritical there? I don't know. I'm just asking out loud there.
But Matt, again, I want to emphasize the question that the caller asked, Matt, it is bigger than we're thinking, Matt. That has serious diplomatic implications, Matt. And that is why you really need to contact the bishop to find out, because I cannot imagine Pope Francis being happy about his sanctuary being invaded by armed forces, preventing people from coming to talk about democracy and promoting ideals of peace and so on, which is all what the Catholic Church leadership is all about, Matt. You understand? So that is why, Matt, we cannot just let that rest where the bishop's involvement is concerned, because I suspect, Matt, especially in light of the public position of the bishop, that we should have proper electoral reform. I suspect the bishop is not too pleased about that, and he has to probably be dealing with communications from the Vatican in that regard, Matt, because we seem to be taking that lightly, Matt. But that is a serious offense, Matt, because it's an act committed against a state, Matt, not just a church, a state, Vatican city-state, Matt. And that's important. Matt, my final point, Matt, I want us to consider, Matt, writing a letter or petition of some sort, Matt, addressing that petition to the leadership of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force, asking for their cooperation in assisting us to achieve electoral reform, probably even soliciting the position of Mr. Daniel Carbon as a common citizen, who laying out the facts before him and finding out from him if it is unreasonable for us to be asking for clean voters list and voter ID cards in light of all our circumstances and experience. So we need to be focusing on the assistance, getting assistance from the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force, Matt, to getting our goals of electoral reform, because we keep talking about dictatorship and that sort of thing. And we need to remember, without a force, a military force to back the political powers, you cannot have any dictatorship, Matt. So that is why we need to focus some attention on getting cooperation from the leadership of the Dominica Police Force, even by way of petition, Matt, by way of demonstration, by way of protesting, you know, to mobilize the force, the Dominica Police Force, Matt, to act in the interest of the people, in the interest of peace, Matt, in the interest of prosperity. So all of these interest groups, Matt, like the Citizens Forum and the other group which conducted that beautiful panel discussion last night, Matt, we need to get involved and get them writing to the Commission of Police and giving us these common citizens an opportunity to sign a petition showing the leadership of the police force that we all want to embrace change, and we really would welcome their cooperation instead of their facilitating of the dictatorship, Matt. Thanks a lot for the opportunity, Matt.
Thank you. Just a notice there that I received yesterday. It reads, the executive of the Dominican Labour Party in Antigua will be holding an important, let's go back to that, I want to read every word, an important meeting at the Multipurpose Center on Saturday, 1st June, that's just about 3 days away, June 1st, 2019, at 7 p.m. sharp. All are invited to attend. A minister from Dominica Labour Party will be there to address you. So the Antigua Labour Party, apparently, is organizing, or the Dominica Labour Party in Antigua will be holding an important meeting at the Multipurpose Center on Saturday, 1st June 2019. They are accommodating there, I suspect, a minister from Dominica, you know, to talk to persons there in the diaspora about elections. We have to monitor that very, very, very closely. Hello, talk to me. Good morning.
Yes, Matt, good morning.
To you.
Matt, Blessings asked something earlier there, and I have 6 electoral report books, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a book from 1985, which had 45,018 people registered.
Okay.
The number of ballots cast, 33,565. This book here is from 1990.
Uh-huh.
50,560.
58 voters. Number of ballots cast, 33,693. I have these books for this book from 1995. Number of voters, 57,632. Number of ballots marked is 37,563. I have this other book from 2000. 60,266 people on the list, right?
Right.
Number of ballots marked, 36,264. I have this other black book, 2005. Right, it doesn't go down deeply, but we have female voters, male voters, 19,580. And female voters, 19,354. Total, 38,934. And 2009, we have only 36,833 people voted in 2009. I have the 2014 book, but I cannot locate it, Matt. So that's the answer to the question. Blessings asked no more than 43,900 voting in an election when people are asking for to not disenfranchise people. We have 72,000 people on the list, not more than 33,900 people voting in any of the elections from the 6 books that I have of the government report for an election. Good morning, Matt.
All right, thank you. So it should be not a problem if it's online. It is the same list from the electoral office that is online, but the electoral office is denying that whatever list is out there is not their responsibility. It's a good thing to have it online so everybody can see it, that they have that list. The list on buildings and the list online, the same, except that the list cannot be destroyed by people which did not when the list was posted on buildings before. So people cannot, or no longer can, you know, destroy that list. It's now online, so everybody's seen for themselves, the age of technology. I want to go back and play that statement there from the chief elections officer, Ian Michael. Listen. Listen very carefully.
We want to make it exceedingly clear that our systems have not been compromised. And any elector information released digitally in the public domain did not come from the voter management system used by the electoral office. As required by law, electors' lists are published and posted in all polling districts, and the public asked to scrutinize the list and bring any areas of concern to the attention of the electoral office. The digital reproduction of the list is something that the Electoral Commission and the Electoral Office have given consideration to from time to time. However, there is recognition that one key factor is the security of any list produced or any online publication of the list. But it is not something that has been dismissed outright. We continue to look at implementing this once we have the appropriate legal framework and the technologies in place.
All right, thank you very much. Again, 9:29 is the morning time, and I'm talking about the, you know, a lot of people are now telling me that they're going to go to that meeting in Antigua planned by the Antigua Labour Party for the Dominica Labour Party. I'm saying, if I was the opposition, believe me, I would have sent some lawyer or somebody there to speak to the people in Antigua. They're being fooled, and they have to be aware what is going on around them. So June 1st, I'm saying that, you know, make it a date and go to that meeting there and ask all the questions that you can. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Matt, good morning.
To you, sir.
Matt, with the fear of sounding repetitive, I want to make this point about the address. When you register at an address, that is the constituency that you're voting in. You do not vote in Dominica. You're voting in a particular constituency for particular candidates within that constituency. Right, Matt? That's correct, right?
That's right.
if you change your address and it happens to be in a different constituency, you're going to be voting for different candidates. Right, Matt?
Right.
So, Matt, it is very important. The address that you are registered at is very important. And when you move, you should change your address, just like your driver's license. If you were living in Roseau and now you're in Portsmouth, you have to change the address on your driver's license. Because when a policeman stops you and asks for your driver's license, he wants to see your current address. Similarly, and I don't know why we're not being educated to do that. Why is the commission so silent on the education to voters, telling voters that they must update their address if they change? I looked at the voters list and I saw a tenant that I had here how many years ago, and they are still registered at my address. And I'm sure that person has been living in Portsmouth for a long time. And why, for the hell of me, they are not educating us, Matt, I don't know. But I am saying it is so very important that you change your address. When you change your address, you have to inform the whoever is in charge of the voting business so that your address reflects a current address. It is very important, Matt. And for the life of me, I don't understand why they're not educating us in that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. The videos need to be sent to the Vatican. You're talking about the videos there at the Goodwill Parish Hall. That's the thought. 9:32. You know, the world has to be aware as to what is really going on there. The breakdown of democracy in so many instances going on there right there in Dominica. The world has to be made aware. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Good morning, Matt. Good morning to your fellow listeners.
Good morning.
Good morning to the people of the Southeast.
My sympathies, Jason.
You're welcome. Matt, at this time, I want to take this opportunity to, on behalf of the Constituency Association of the United Workers' Party, Fonseca Joseph, better known as Seca, Teacher Seca, as a member of our team, as we are here on the other side of the island, send our deepest and deepest condolences to her and her family as she mourned this morning and this day as she passed on the passing of her mom yesterday at the hospital. It's a sad notice for everyone. You know, these days, you know, people are passing away and we have to be dealing and burying our loved ones. I just wish her all the best. We are just set out to be strong and be courageous and keep her head up high. We are there with her. We love her. We are continuing to do her work on the surface and as we mourn with her. And we just want her to remain and maintain focus and be strong and then take all the time that she needs. The La Plaine and the constituents of La Plaine loves her and we are eager for her return, but we are giving her all her time to enjoy and then to relax and then spend some time with the mourning of her passing of her mom. But Matt, you know, in Dominica these days, you know, we have to always be vigilant at this time. You know, I don't want to make any further comment due to the fact that our next incoming parliamentary representative, as she mourns the loss of her mom. I want to leave it at that, and then we are there with her always. There is Boutique La Plaine. We stand strong with Sika. And we'll continue to do what we have to do to make a better change on the surface. Have a blessed day, man.
Have a blessed day. Of course, again, I wanted you just to listen to some of the sounds, some of what you heard, the clips of what you heard last night there on at the electoral office, not the electoral office, the electoral discussion there that took place last night at the PSU. Stick around.
We talk about campaign finance reforms, fixed dates for elections, term limits for the Prime Minister and maybe even other positions. Freedom of information. Transparency reduces the ability of elected officials to hide official information that could be important for the public to exercise fair judgment in selecting the government that they want to manage their affairs. Independence of the Electoral Commission. Better composition of the Commission to arrive at fair efforts to properly administer the electoral system is necessary. The Integrity in Public Office Commission as well. Better composition of the commission to better implement the mandate of the commission. The use of referendums needed to overcome some matters where it is best to have decisions of conscience rather than decisions that are politically machinated.
The next general election in Dominica
is constitutionally due in May of 2020. There is enough time for the Independent Electoral Commission under the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica to do what needs to be done, to do what it started to do in 2018 and stopped. There's enough time for the verification, and there's enough time for issuing of ID cards. The ID card machine and equipment is sitting at the Electoral Commission now for over a year. So it's there. There's enough time. And please, while there's enough time, please don't ask me, the leader of a political party in opposition, what the next steps are going to be.
What is this threat that threatens Dominica? It is the patent or obvious lack of campaign finance reform. We in Dominica have already experienced the spiteful effects of unlimited spending in elections with no information about the source or sources of this spending. It is therefore imperative that we have campaign financing reform to remove the stain of illegalities from the elections process. Many Caribbean governments have recognized this grave threat to the island's well-being and have sought to address the evil posed by unlimited spending during elections. For example, in 2007, St. Lucia Governor General warned that unless campaign financing is brought under control, unsavory elements may see an opportunity for corrupting the electoral process and influencing the directions of the country. Jamaica has enacted legislation to combat unlimited campaign financing.
But the Labour Party, the Freedom Party, UWP, and any other party registered, and the citizens must discuss this issue fairly and frankly. And I can tell you, we have no malice in this discussion. It is not a reform for UWP or for Freedom Party or for Labour Party. It's a reform for Dominica. And whoever in government has to live by the reform. And you can't be so of a supporter of something for not to see wrong and right, and to put right where it's supposed to be. We have, as a people, to take charge, to get involved, that the government will recognize that, and the commission in particular, that electoral reform is necessary, and we as a country, as a people, we want it, and we're saying we want it, and we want it now. We want it now. What's the delay? Simple thing to get done.
The first was great. Number two will be even greater. DPSU Salary Negotiations Solidarity Rally on Thursday, 30th May from 4:30 p.m.
This union has demonstrated a lot of patience.
Money is not an issue. Public officers should be paid an increase and their working conditions improved. Promises of appointments should be made and supported by action. Poor working conditions are unacceptable. The current minimum wage is a disgrace. The process for treating public officers should not be compromised.
We are going all out to get what we want and what is due to us.
We need better working conditions for all members. DASPA, Solid Waste, Public Works Corporation, Discover Dominica, and the Dominica State College. The working class of Dominica deserves respect. DPSU Salary Negotiations Rally, Thursday, May 30th from 4:30 p.m. on the DPSU compound. Tell Sue to tell Lou that the general public is invited to come. Be there.
Nothing, I repeat, nothing is going to keep us back.
At Flow, we want to help you enjoy life's moments, whether it's enough minutes for that late night call or enough data to receive that special text. Have them all with Flow's Always On prepaid plan. Get 3 gigabytes of data and use 350 minutes to call any local network for 7 days. Plus, get free social media messaging for only $27. Activate your Always On prepaid plan by dialing *129#, and stay connected no matter where you are. Flow. For the moments that move us.
Of course, you.
Oliver!
Carnaval in Antigua. Carnaval in Antigua. One deadly Antigua. Via Val Ferry.
The number one ferry service in Dominica, Val Ferries, coming to Antigua for only $450. Enjoy the carnival activities in the sister island with Stoon, the resolute reverse after Hurricane Maria. Departing Portsmouth August 1 at 8 a.m. and departing Guadalupe Antigua on August 8th at 2 p.m. Music for an excitement with the number one ferry service in Dominica, Val Ferry. Val Ferry for Carnival in Antigua, the Caribbean's greatest summer festival. As we party with Val Ferry's ambassador, Asa Banton, for Carnival 2019. Contact or call Val Ferry offices for your bookings. Guadalupe Antigua, Val Ferry Cafe, Possible Carnival, and Demil Disney for Guadalupe Antigua.
Located at 42 Cox Street, upstairs to Perky Speedzer Building. Call us at telephone number 440-6634 or 615-6635 or 295-9335.
It's back by popular demand.
KFC.
Sandwiches and wraps.
Yes.
Sandwiches and wraps.
Yes.
Sandwiches and wraps at KFC. Get your finger sandwich and fulfill your wish. Hot and spicy, extra tasty. Get your twister, bring your neighbor for a big one sandwich. Sandwiches and wraps,
yes,
at KFC.
Yes.
Sandwiches and wraps,
yes,
at KFC.
Yes.
Sandwiches and wraps,
yes,
at KFC.
Yes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope all is well. Anyway, Saturday coming, we have some ministers from Dominica coming up to Antigua, people. They are ministers from the Dominican Labor Party. I'm trying to get multi-purpose center. If I get you, I will let you all know. But I'm just saying so you all have an idea that, you know, the ministers and them will be coming to Antigua. All right, so I'll keep in touch.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, that's a good idea, yes. But you have to give the Pacific time. You can just see the ministers and them coming up here. But you have to give the time, schedule over time. You know, they would have any meeting or something. Yeah, but thanks for the heads up.
Good morning. As she said, she's trying to get multi-purpose. So I believe as soon as everything finalized, she will give the time.
All right, some voice notes going around there about the big meeting plan for Antigua. Loftus Juror has been following the whole issue of the big meeting there in Antigua, talking electoral, voting for upcoming elections in Dominica. You seem to have some concerns about that. Lofty, good. We don't have too much time. Good morning to you. Yes?
Matt, good morning to you and your listeners here and abroad.
Yes, good morning to you. We have about three or four minutes here.
Yeah, Matt, let me use that 3 and 4 minutes very wisely in terms of trying to counteract the lies and the untruths that is being peddled by the Dominican Labour Party and the henchmen. Matt, it is said only light can dispel darkness, and so only truth can dispel lies and deception. But we remember Vince Henderson was in Antigua, maybe about a month and a half thereabout.
Uh-huh.
Basically lying, blatantly lying to the Observer Radio manager, Mr. Dave Lester Payne, in an interview where he was basically telling this guy that once your name is on the electors list in Dominica, you can cast your vote. And so he was basically ratcheting it up in Antigua for Dominicans living in Antigua, some of whom are still on the list illegally to come home to vote. Now, when I made contact with Mr. Lester Payne told me basically that he's not too much interested in the money that Labour Party is spending or is prepared to spend on his radio station. But he's more interested in the truth, following the facts. And so he is exposing the same opportunity, the same platform to other persons in Dominica, especially the political parties. So the UWP, the Freedom Party, etc., are supposed to be able to call Mr. Lester Payne and basically try to debunk the lies and deception that came from Mr. Henderson. Now, here it is. We have this voice note and a letter followed up circulating online, talking about a minister of government here will be in Antigua Saturday trying to, you know, continue their dirty dealings in terms of rigging our elections in Dominica. And so the persons who are listening, those of you who have an interest in Dominica's democracy, especially the political parties, Mr. Payne is opening up himself to us in Dominica. And so Mr. Payne's number, it is 1-268-725-9101.
Can we have that number again, Lofty?
It is
1-268
being the area code for Antigua.
Right.
And his number itself is 725-9101. And that is a perfect opportunity for anybody and everybody who have interest in Dominica's democracy to call Mr. Lester Payne. Observer Radio is a well-known radio station in Antigua and in the region. And he will give each and everybody an opportunity to basically debunk the lie.
But I'm suggesting, Lofty, I'm suggesting maybe to even yourself and the opposition parties and those concerned, maybe, you know, you can send somebody, you can be present there at the Antigua meeting. We still have a few days. Somebody could organize that you and maybe a few guys of the consensus movement be in Antigua for that meeting to share the truth.
Matt, that can be worked out after I finish speak to you, but that is the information that I just want to leave with the Dominican people. ZDK Radio as well, another well-known radio station in Antigua. These people are willing to have Dominicans with a dissenting voice or the truthful version of the lies that is being dispelled in Antigua, in the region and in the world as it pertains to propping up an illegal government in Dominica on our backs, Matthew FM.
All right. Well, again, Lofty, thank you. I'm hoping that the opposition, you know, lead the opposition officials, including Lennox Linton and, of course, the Freedom Party leader, Mr. Vidal, and all those on the panel last night can, you know, make some representation to that meeting there in Antigua, you know, where lies will continue to be told and the ignorant people are just taking it in. And I'm hoping that some representation will be made on our behalf in Dominica.
Thank you
very much, Lofty. We have a stop here. And the stop is the Muslim store, Universal Elegance. We come back after this.
www.buymuslims.com.
No standing in line, no wasting your time.
BuyMuslims.com.
Just order online, everything will be fine.
BuyMuslims.com.
As soon as you click, you'll be getting it quick.
BuyMuslims.com.
It's like having the entire store at your fingertips.
www.buymuslims.com.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl?
No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold field. Plus, there's a 45% discount on all jewelry.
All that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30.
Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
The first was great. Number two will be even greater.
We're going to come back, Dominique. Of course, we'll be talking to Mr. Later sometime tomorrow. We'll talk and learn more about what's going down. But let's concentrate for now on the Muslim store. Good morning to you. Good morning to Mariah.
Good morning to you,
Madam. Mariah, we almost approaching the 6 month.
Yes, Matt.
And you promised to sing to me, Mariah.
Don't worry, Matt. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
No.
You sing as soft as you talk. Everybody good?
Yes, Matt. Everybody's fine.
How was the Muslim store when you left there?
It's good. It's good.
I went there yesterday. Like they love my company in the Muslim store.
Always.
So what's going on at the Muslim store?
Matt, watches. Muslim store is known for watches. We are the world of watches, I would say. Matt, we have the gold watches, the silver watches. So if you're a gold person, if you're a silver person, we have that for you. We have them with the rubber bands, you know, especially for the fishermen, divers. So if you want to purchase a watch, like you on the sea, sometimes you want to know what's the time. We have those watches available for you at the Muslim store. We have different styles. We have them with round faces, square faces, oval faces. You know, different people like different things. So we have a lot of different styles in watches, different colors, different, those with diamonds, those with colors inside, colors outside. We have a wide variety of watches at the Muslim store. We have, so you know, if people, we cater for all types of people. If your pocket is thin, we cater for you. If your pocket is thick, we cater for you. So if you're looking for watches like from $92, we have them available at the Muslim store. Because, you know, Muslim store always have discounts. You know, you come at the Muslim store, you want to purchase a stove, you get a discount on that. You want to purchase a watch, you get a discount on that. Even a calculator, the little simple things, we always give our customers discounts. So you also get a 20% off on all watches at the store, Matt. On all watches. So no matter what
like the nice watch you're wearing there?
Yes, Matt.
Oh, okay.
You get 20% off on that. No matter what watch, it could be a fashion, it could be a Citizen, Casio, whatever brand, you get a 20% off on that. And Matt, you know, we have a lot of different brands, but let me just specify those brands. We have the Bulova, the Citizen, the Casio, and the Timex available at the Muslim. We have a lot others, but let me just specify those. So if you're looking for Casio, we have different types of the Casio. We have those that take your temperature. So if you always want to find out how your temperature is, we have the Casio that takes your temperature, your step watch, and they're also water resistant. So we have all types of watches at the Muslim store. We have a shipment coming in from by Friday to Monday. So if you're looking for, I mean, Father's Day is just around the corner, Matt. I'm sure you may be expecting something.
I'm not wearing a watch now, so that's a good gift to me. Huh?
Father's Day is around the corner. Father's Day is the 16th, I believe, of June. So if you want to purchase a nice gift, if you may be sometimes watching your budget, or you just want to purchase a nice gift for your father, for your grandfather, your uncle, anybody who's a father, you want to purchase a gift for them, you can purchase a watch set. We have the watch set with the ties that comes with a tie, complements with pens, wallets. So you have different types of watches, different gift sets you can purchase at the Muslim store for your loved ones. We also have them in women as well. So if sometimes somebody's birthday is like just around the corner. A woman's birthday is just around the corner. You can purchase a watch set for that lady at the Muslim store as well with a purse, complimented a purse.
All right, let's just take a quick break and we'll come back to talk to the Muslim store. Universal elegance, huh?
www.buymuslims.com.
No standing in line, no wasting your time.
Buymuslims.com.
Just order online, everything will be fine.
Buymuslims.com.
As soon as you click, you'll be getting it quick.
Buymuslims.com.
It's like having the entire store at your fingertips.
www.buymuslims.com.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean where? Girl Muslim store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl?
No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver and even gold filled. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry.
All that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30.
Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
The first was great.
All right, let's go back to the Muslim store at this time. Now, I see you have a longer list there to tell us about.
Matt, you know, people choose different types of watches. Let's say, for instance, you came along with your girlfriend and you see a watch you like, and maybe she like that same kind of watch, but in a nice, different ladylike way. Mm. We have those type of watches available at the Muslim store. So if you want to twin with your partner, we have that available at the Muslim store. We have it for the men and women, and we also have it for the men. So like Father's Day again is approaching. So if you're that type of father who enjoys twinning with your son, you can purchase a watch, one like his own and one like the little one own.
Okay.
So we have the twinning watch sets available at the Muslim store. So you don't want nobody to feel left out. So if you come to buy a watch for yourself and she likes it, you can purchase that one for her, maybe in silver or maybe in gold, whatever she likes.
Did you buy one?
Excuse me?
Oh, you heard her. 957, again, some big watches there.
Yes.
At the Muslim store, great prices, I imagine. So you go down to the Muslim store on Old Street.
Old Street. If you have any questions, you can also call our office number at 448-2811 or the store number 448-5100.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Take care.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Too.
Thank you.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean where? Girl Muslim store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl?
No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver and even gold filled. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry.
All that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30.
Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
The first was great. Number two will be even greater. DPSU Salary Negotiations Solidarity Rally on Thursday, 30th May from 4:30 p.m.
This union has demonstrated a lot of patience.
Money is not an issue. Public officers should be paid an increase and their working conditions improved. Promises of appointments should be made and supported by action. Poor working conditions are unacceptable. The current minimum wage is a disgrace. The process for treating public officers should not be compromised.
We are going all out to get what we want and what is due to us.
We need better working conditions for all members. DASPA, Solid Waste, Public Works Corporation, Discover Dominica, and the Dominica State College. The working class of Dominica deserves respect. DPSU Salary Negotiations Rally, Thursday, May 30th from 4:30 p.m. on the DPSU compound.
Tell Sue to tell Lou that the general public is invited to come. Be there.
Nothing, I repeat, nothing is going to keep us back.
The move Exile won!
La Dominique Zapawe pour Festival Papa Creole. Samedi 15 juin, Foucault Stade Windsor Park. C'est l'histoire. Pour la première fois à Dominique, Gordon Henderson qui a célébré 50 ans en musique. Avec Exile One. Chobi aussi qui a célébré 50 ans. Qui a joué bonne musique avec Lewa Duke Danse, Midnight Groovers, Légende Ali Bot Kaila. Et champion de musique Bouillon. Original. original double WCK. $50 pour entrer. $75 pour 6 et messieurs, mesdames. $250 pour VVIP, messieurs, mesdames. Et tickets sous 20 à côté Bullseye Pharmacy. Val Ferry et Dibex. Partner pour Festival Papa Creole, c'est Pharmacy Bullseye. Val Ferry Flow, La Bia Anakin. Going places, Warm Eldorado et Soka. KRFM, QFM, DBS Radio, Vibes Radio. Dominica Lotus Commission, Courts, The Zainman, Bayport Residence Inn, The Sun, DNO, Small Axe, Mobile, Messieurs, Mesdames, Festival Papa Creole. Plus passé des salanés musique, Dominique, assou yon scène pour la première fois. Weekend Fête Papa, Saki Pali, Bon Pied Pondouva, Festival Papa Creole, Kai Show, Festival Papa Creole, Kai Malade.
So nice, so nice.
Caribbean Pride,
need you in my life.
Caribbean Pride.
So nice, so nice. 100% Belizean, 100% pure and natural.
Yeah, for the young and the old, for the rich and the poor, we drinking Caribbean Pride.
Yeah,
for the hot and the cold, so me want a little more, and me not tell no lie.
So nice, so nice.
Caribbean Pride,
need you in my life.
Caribbean Pride.
So nice, so nice.
Well, alright,
tell them we drinking Caribbean Pride. Orange juice, or get the grapefruit, sweet and unsweet, and you can choose. Get the apple, the pineapple, the fruit punch. Just pop the bottle, yeah. Quality in every sip. Me tell you how me taste the pride in every drip, yeah. Caribbean Pride number one. Tell them we drinking Caribbean Pride.
He is back. You've asked for him. He has heard your cries. St. Lucian Herbalist, well known around the world, Chris Kailash, is back in Dominica, this time for one day and a few hours. Taking care of your health is your responsibility. Natural herbs, no complications, the most effective herbal remedies on display. Book your consultation for your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Find out how your emotions can affect your health. The time is short. Call or WhatsApp 1-758-722-3660. This week, Thursday and Friday. Thursday 8 to 5, Friday 8 to 1. At the Prevost Cinema, your health is your responsibility.
Mobile number portability is coming.
Want to call a lava?
Flow, watch it as it is.
Make a call anywhere.
Flow, watch it as it is.
Don't matter the weather.
Flow, watch it as it is.
Call the diaspora.
Flow, watch it as it is.
Faster speed, always connected. 4G LTE is for all our week. So we heading down for the revolution. I can't believe, I'm so relieved. My Flow 4G data have so much speed. Don't say it's small, Flow rolling like a ball. I've got a whole lot of minutes to make my calls. Want to call a lover?
Flow 4G LTE.
Make a call anywhere.
Flow 4G LTE.
No matter the weather.
Flow 4G LTE.
Call the diaspora.
Flow 4G LTE.
Flow 4G LTE.
Flow 4G LTE.
We do apologize for the absence of the news this morning, but let's say good morning to our valuable sponsors at this time. We will talk until, our next program, scheduled 8:15 with Jolly. Stick around, Dominica. After this, we'll talk again, all right? We'll do this one.
Come see what's new at Burton & Company Limited. New range of air conditioning units. Great price, greater value for money. Standard air condition units have single speed compressor. Inverter technology uses variable speed compressor. That equates approximately 30% more efficient, making air conditioning more affordable for you. Burton & Company Limited, located corner Independence Street and Kennedy Avenue. Smart energy solutions at The Electric Shop.
All right, Dominica, we're going to take a few more phone calls until we get to around the time 10:15, the Jolly's program. So if you're on the line and if you're still around, stick around. Of course, we again apologize for the lack of the news this morning. The reporters are very busy going to news conferences this morning. So let's take a phone call. Are you there? Oh, I missed that one. 449 3095, 449-3096, and 449-3097. And again, we'll be back at 12:30 for more talk. I suspect this afternoon we'll have, you know, as usual on a Wednesday, Mr. Joshua Francis and his team there with us talking, you know, the current politics. Let's take a phone call. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Yes, Matt.
Uh-huh.
We have a
wow.
Women of workers, we'd like to offer our condolences to Ms. Zika and her family on the passing of her mother. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. Have a blessed day. Matt, and on another note, the policemen and them were not just in the yard, Matt. It was so sad. Matt, they even had keys for that upstairs and downstairs, because I was right on the porch, so I could see when the first policeman come and he opened the door. He unlocked the door with a key, and he went. They went upstairs, Matt. So they had access to that building.
So you're saying that the bishop needs to explain to the people, of course the Catholics, what happened there on that day?
Yes, Matt, he have to do that because he have to tell the people how come the policemen had access to that building and even having the key to unlock that door to go upstairs. I can tell you I was there. And on the other thing, Matt, that same box the fella talked about yesterday, the man came upstairs there with that Kubuli cartoon in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew what he had in it, and he had it on the porch there for a long time. He didn't, at least when he went inside, because when they asked us to leave there, we went downstairs, so I don't know if he took it inside with him, but that box, every time he came, he put that Kubuli open box, but you couldn't see what was inside of it, but you know it was an open box, but they just flipped back the thing inside, and that box was on the porch. Nobody know what that was in. I don't think it was drinks that was in it, because the way he was carrying it, Matt.
You think it was something different?
I don't know what was it.
Well, I don't know, and you don't know. Of course, it's bridge. Water under the bridge. You know what they say, leave it alone. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes?
Wrong of ammo, Matt.
I don't know. I wasn't
Matt,
there.
All the bishop has to say is that I gave them permission, and that will be the end of that. Because if the ambassador invites the police in to the embassy, then everything's okay. It's the same story like when that scandal broke out with Mr. Astafan. Mr. Skerrick just said, I gave him permission to leak my information. And while we're on that, Matt, whatever happened to the IPO, Matt? Good morning. Good morning, eh?
You seem to know a lot more than I do. 10:08 is the morning time again. Now it was top for Jollies in the next few minutes. Let's get a call. You know, every time I open up the lines here, they ring. Huh? Very amazing. Hello, talk to me. Yes, people are on the ball. Hello, hi.
Yes. Good morning, brother. Good morning. You know, today, Matt, I want to talk to some patriots, but I want to touch Blessings and Copel. You know, this morning I heard them and Anthony, and talking about Anthony Astafan. I want to tell the patriots, we are past Anthony Astafan. Right now, this thing is being dealt with intellect that of higher IQ than Anthony Astafan. You see that meeting last night? That meeting last night is what was needed, you see, because we had to take the thing away from a political emphasis and a political party to another.
I want to make a point there. I want to make a point. Not that I like mentioning his name, but Mr. Mills sat in that audience, and of course, the opportunity came to ask questions. And he, you know, a few minutes after the questions, he walked out. I was wondering, is it the same guy that calls the radio every time, trying to interrupt? He had a perfect opportunity. The world, you could not have stopped him because this broadcast was live. So why didn't he take the opportunity at that time during the discussion to ask the questions? Are you there?
You see, Matt, his job is not to ask questions. His job is to defocus the movement. That is his job. This constant calling is to put us on a different kind of thing. But last night, what hit me is he realized this thing has reached the point of no return. No return. You see that coalition, cross-sectional, we take out all the barriers, we've taken them out. Even the funding idea is going to be different. Right now, a site is being set up, federal standards being set so people can see their money, go see transparency, where it is, where it's spent, what's spent on this, what's spent on that. No more personal accusatory thing. We're taking out all the barriers to this thing. Even Mr. G, we're going to have to talk to him about setting up some funding days, just like you do when you have emergency things. We're going to have to do one tomorrow fund. We're going to do this. So forget about Anthony Estefan. Nobody's stopping this. This is classic textbook struggle. Everything is in place now for success. What you have to do on the ground, Patriots, is start to mobilize in your neighborhood. Start to talk about your carpooling. Start to use your phone. Start to get ready for this, because there's no turning back. There's no turning back. We're going to do this. We're going to get electoral reform, and we're going to get it without any violence in Dominica. We have the masses to do it. We have the organization, and we have the brains behind this thing to execute it.
I had a big question last night. Now, if not electoral reform, then what? And it was Mr. Lennox Linton who said, are you waiting on the opposition leader to take the lead here? Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Yeah, Matt, good morning.
Morning to you.
Matt. Yeah, and it is quite clear and should be quite clear to all Dominicans, Labour Rights, Freedom Rights, CWPI, the reason why the Labour Party is not giving electoral reform, you know. And it is quite clear that they want to steal the election and they want to remain in power. But when they remain in power, I want to tell the Labourites that it's not only against and for the UWP people. It is also to manipulate them and to victimize them and to do those things to all Dominicans. So what they're helping to do now, it will come back and haunt them. What goes wrong comes wrong. So they have to think carefully and allow Dominica to be a democratic country and work with all the other concerned citizens that are working for electoral reform. It is in their interest. Thank you, Matt.
You know, I was listening to some labor rights yesterday, and they're kind of upset. They're kind of upset that this discussion continues here. You know, the future it was claimed of the electoral commission. The fact is that people are talking and they don't want people to talk about, and I am asking myself, why? Why don't you want the discussion? Hello, are you there quickly? We have Jollies coming up next. Are you there? Hello, talk to me. Are you there? Or final call, Jollies Pharmacy is next. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning, Matt Belgier.
To you, sir.
Matt, I am a parishioner of the Central Pastors Parish, which is Goodwill. And the leader, or the officer who was leading that squad at the parish hall, is also a parishioner of the St. Alphonsus Church. That's where he goes to church. And Matt, in his capacity as the role that he played, and as a churchgoer of that parish, that officer, I think he's a senior officer of the police force, Matt Peltier. He should have advised his leaders or his chiefs accordingly. If at all he didn't think about that, Matt Peltier, he also has himself to be blamed. Not the good parish of Matt Peltier. The bishop knows nothing about the rental of the parish of Matt Peltier. There is a parish council and a parish hall committee, Matt Peltier, who is responsible for renting the parish hall, and I know about it. So they write or they call, and if they call a parish priest, he tells them to speak with so and so. All right, Matt Peltier? So, but in most situations, the parish priest does not approve any application for the use of the parish hall. So there's a committee, and if the police said that, they also wanted to use the top of the toilet.
Well, the question is that was the church not maybe necessarily the bishop, was the church aware that, you know, you would have such a huge police presence with military fatigue and guns at the entrance of that discussion there last week? Of course, Dominica, it's about that time when we say good morning to Jolly's Pharmacy. Stick around.